kick it? Can I 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 kick it? Well, I'm gone. Can I kick it to all the people who can quest like a tribe does? Before this, did you really?
Happy New Year for the second week of 2017. Last week, I said that 2017 is coming in with a bang. This week, I have to amend that to say 2017 is coming in with the snow and ice that we missed on Christmas. At least, some of us missed. Since I'm down in Atlanta, you know, we rarely get big snow and ice. After all, Georgia is the state that was completely shut down and people were stranded in their cars overnight due to 1 inch of snow. The world was watching. And yes, the whole world laughed at us Georgians. So the governor vowed that that would never happen again. So all the big plows were readied and salt trucks revved up for the 1 to 4 inches of snow ice predicted for Atlanta over 2 days. With winter temperatures soaring into the 40s to the 70s expected by week's end, well, of course, it didn't last too long, but it was fun while it lasted. What's not fun is listening to the U.S. media that become even more outrageous in their lies and deception with every passing minute. I am totally saddened to see the U.S. public buying into all of the memes and propaganda being propagated by big media. But it's like a conversation. It's hard to follow if you're just now paying attention. You have to have been involved in this conversation from the beginning to understand what's being said and not said, because what's not said is just as important, maybe even more important, than what is being said now. These are the same media that colluded with the Hillary Clinton campaign to subvert voters' choice and democracy in the U.S. This is the same media that lied about September 11th, deceived us into the Iraq War, misled us into the destruction of Libya, bamboozle us right now about Syria, dupe and betray the public about the U.S. bombing campaigns ongoing in country destruction of Yemen, Somalia, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Ukraine, and Haiti. This is the same media that hoodwinked the world until Sudan was split into two different countries. I agree with Paul Craig Roberts that anyone who believes them is a fool. This is the media that is being pimped to the public out on the block as streetwalkers and even in boardrooms. Same difference. They're prostitutes, as Paul Craig Roberts calls them. And if it's broadcast news in the morning, noon, and at night, then it's probably a lie. If it's from the New York Times, Washington Post, Atlanta Constitution, or your local main big newspaper that's owned by the big boys, then it's probably a lie. George Orwell is rolling in his grave, and we've reached the point of a brave new world. The people need clear thinkers, straight talkers, and fog lights for their senses in order to see through the fog of quote-unquote perception management coming from the CIA and other parts of the deep state that got behind Hillary Clinton only to lose the election. And quite frankly, with this kind of behavior, no one should ever believe them again. This is the same media that have us believing that men and women, well, that men are women and women are men, that war is the new normal. And now that you want to believe in the depraved culture and belief system that they're pushing, Malcolm X said it once, and it's still true. If you listen to the media, they will have you believing that your friend is your enemy and your enemy is your friend. This show is going to explore the manipulation and outright lies as I detect them and present an alternative view to you based on evidence and my history of being able to ferret out the truth in the midst of government and media lies. I told you the truth about September 11th, and today, everyone takes what I said for granted, only at the time, I was vilified for saying it. And let me add this. There's still a lot more to tell on September 11th, and I believe that will come out eventually. And everyone will be shocked, but me, of course, and those who are really, really listening, because they know also the truth has yet to be told. Or as I should say, the rest of the story. At any rate, it's the rest of the story that's the stuff of this radio program. That's the stuff of Cynthia's Midnight Oil. And while sci-fi's marathon running of the Twilight Zone is over, the college and professional games are still being played to figure out who the number one really is. Well, that's the same thing that's happening now in the U.S. Deep state blues versus deep state reds. But the players and coaches are not who and what you think they are. That's why Democracy Now! And Robert Reich and other so-called left media icons also have to come under scrutiny. There's a reason that they're icons. This game has rules of its own, signals and calls of its own. You won't know the truth really until you cut through the sycophants, the hangers-on, and understand who's feeding at what troughs. That's why we have to keep an eye out for who are the winners if Trump keeps his pledge to make America great again. Does that mean all of us? Just know this. The part of the deep state that invested heavily in Hillary isn't just going to give up and start plotting for the next election. No, they will make Trump's tenure ungovernable. They will poo-poo any gain that inches us back from the Israel-inspired regime change wars in West Asia, Africa, and the big one, the war against Russia, that Hillary was just itching for. But one thing has been made abundantly clear, and I think we all get that. The system is rigged, and any actions at all, that we can take to unrig it will help us in the U.S. and also those in the rest of the world who are touched by U.S. policy. That's what we'll keep our eyes on in Cynthia's Midnight Oil. In a quick news roundup, Congress met and certified the vote of the Electoral College. Therefore, President-elect Trump is now officially the president-elect. Vice President Biden announced that Trump and Pence are indeed the president and vice president-elect, but not before members of Congress, even Barbara Lee, shamefully repeated the Russian interference canard. We are clear in whose deep state camp most of the members of Congress are. Therefore, the fight for truth and a peaceful foreign policy is not over. It literally has just begun. In the meantime, President-elect Trump continues his criticism of the prostitutes, and they are howling. I love watching them howl as he exposes them on his Twitter account. I would recommend that everyone who wants to immunize themselves against quote-unquote fake news that is literally everywhere, check Trump's Twitter account so you can see for yourself what he is saying. You may also check in here at Midnight Oil, because I'll break it down for you too. But incredibly, Trump called Chuck Schumer a clown. Now, I wouldn't disagree with that. Bernie should have been the Democratic leader in the Senate, but Schumer is the Israel lobby's guy and therefore has to be in charge to orchestrate the big Trump takedown and trick the rest of us into thinking that Schumer is right, only representing what is good for the people of the U.S. Well, let me tell you, I'm here to tell you that it's a hoax of the highest order. Beware Chuck Schumer, beware Congress. Only thing is, Trump's got to navigate that APAC, Zionist, neocon, neoliberal infested swamp as best he can while rendering it as irrelevant as possible to his agenda. This is where his Twitter strategy becomes important. By taking his message around the prostitutes and directly to the people, he can expose the media and Congress, not necessarily shame Congress, because they've proven that they're beyond shame. Now, Trump is being excoriated and even threatened because he doesn't believe President Obama's team of quote-unquote intelligence people, because it's the least amount of intelligence that I've seen in a long time. I don't believe them either. But now get this. If what they say is true, they should be fired for letting it happen. Heads should have rolled a long time ago. But the one thing that we do know is that it's not true, that they're just lying through their teeth, developing the neocon anti-Russia meme first put forward by Hillary, but that has been a longstanding part of neocon war plans. They should be prosecuted for lying to Congress, but no one in service to the deep state will be prosecuted in this system that is too rigged for us to even begin to understand. Furthering the dominance of the anti-Russia meme, the cowardly Secretary of State John Kerry touted the successes of the U.S. State Department during his tenure. He lied when he said that the U.S. State Department seeks to protect the people of the U.S. every day, calling ISIS, quote unquote, a genocidal enemy waging war on civilization itself. He intoned the imagery of ISIS, Daesh, Al-Qaeda, etc. in the Toyota trucks. But he just forgot to mention that they got those trucks from the U.S. government itself. Minority House Leader Pelosi touted that it was really clear to her and other DNC officials that the Russians not only hacked and released those emails, but they, the Russians, also changed the outcome of the election because they only released Democrats' emails. Pelosi was long on allegations, but extremely short on evidence, and doesn't deny the reprehensible content of those emails, which is what most of us find so objectionable. To listen to official briefings from the Pentagon, Congress, or the State Department is to venture into the outer limits, stepping into the twilight zone. However, the voices asking for evidence are treated as if they've posed a riddle wrapped in a mystery inside an enigma. With that having been said, hello, Pacifica Radio Network. You're listening to Cynthia's Midnight Oil, heard on KPFK Safe Harbor, No Lies Radio, and occasionally on WRFG, all Pacifica Network radio stations. Our audience is growing. That's because Cynthia's Midnight Oil is raw, uncut community power for your eardrums. Cynthia's Midnight Oil is where I can tell you the truth like this. It sickens me to listen to Secretary of State Kerry, selected members of Congress, tout human rights and democratic values and peace, all the while fighting against the very principles that they claim to tout. Also, I'm watching as the U.S. media configure itself even more thoroughly in the anti-Trump camp, and that includes Fox. But what we really have to watch is whose interests are served by the Trump administration's actions and policies. I agree with Don DeBar, who says that now the people are being subjected to a delegitimization of reality itself. WikiLeaks exposed the so-called mainstream media, and now we're on to them, at least those of us with our eyes open. So with the prostitutes being disrobed, the people have a responsibility to make an effort to know the truth. If they don't, they become complicit in the crimes of our government. WikiLeaks exposed the utter collusion of the TV, radio, corporate, what I call special interest press, cooperated and coordinated its messaging with the Clinton campaign. All of them colluded and conspired with her to deny the voters of the U.S. the opportunity to cast an informed vote. In essence, this corporate media, led by a specific 65 journalists named in Podesta's own emails and published by WikiLeaks, denied democracy to the people of the U.S. and the world. We now know that we don't need the prostitutes to be informed. In fact, to listen to them is to be misinformed. Social media and a new breed of citizen journalist and a new breed of citizen researcher on the internet saved the republic. So now the next move from the Hillary neocon neoliberal globalist faction of the deep state is to muddy the information waters to keep the truth from the people and then censor the rest from social media. So now people are having their Facebook, or as some call fake spook, pages banned and shut down. Make no mistake, this is coming from Hillary's band of war-hungry neocon neoliberal globalists who represent the globalist neocon Zionist international banking cartel, 1% U.S. deep state military industrial prison congressional banking media complex, whatever you want to call them. So, for those of us who resist tyranny, we have to figure out where we can fit in so we can get in and throw a few rotten tomatoes at the bad guys whenever they rear their ugly heads. It is in this spirit and in this space that I want us to try on new ideas, cross boundaries that have been used to serve others and not us, and see if we can create a new conventional wisdom. That, as the French philosopher Jacques Rancière says, is the essence of real politics, where the unimportant, the unseen, the unheard, say no to the current order and create a new common sense, a new conventional wisdom, a new order of their own. The first step has been taken. Rejecting Hillary Clinton was immensely important. Now the question is, can we, the people, build something new that the process of tearing down the old has been started? That is the hardest part, and that is our quest. The two dominant corporate political parties need regime change, not face change. Therefore, I want you to consider this show as your liberated zone, where the shackles on your mind are the first to go. You might get shocked, maybe even outraged, but my hope is that you will not think about things in the same way, that you will have a disorienting dilemma that will cause you to completely rethink what you thought was conventional and what you consider to be wisdom. Remember, the great South African anti-apartheid leader Steve Biko said that the greatest weapon in the hands of the oppressor is the mind of the oppressed.
Well, I've been a journalist for about 25 years, and I was educated to lie, to betray, and not to tell the truth to the public. But seeing right now, within the last months, how the German and American media tries to bring war to the people in Europe, to bring war to Russia, this is a point of no return. And I'm going to stand up and say it is not right what I have done in the past to manipulate people, to make propaganda against Russia, and it is not right what my colleagues do and have done in the past, because they are bribed to betray the people, not only in Germany, all over Europe. The reason writing this book was that I am very fearful of a new war in Europe, and I don't like to have this situation again, because war is never coming from itself. There is always people behind it to push for war. And this is not only politicians, this is journalists too. And I just have written in the book how we have betrayed in the past our readers just to push for war, and because I don't want this anymore. I'm fed up with this propaganda. We live in a banana republic and not in a democratic country where we have press freedom, where we have human rights. If you see the German media, especially my colleagues who day by day write against the Russians, who are in transatlantic organizations and who are supported by the United States to do so, well, people like me, I became honorary citizen of the state of Oklahoma in the United States. Just why? Just because I write pro-American. I wrote pro-American. I was supported by the Central Intelligence Agency, by the CIA. Why? Because I should be pro-American. I'm fed up with it. I don't want to do it anymore. And so I've just written a book not to earn money. No, it will cause a lot of trouble for me, just to give the people in this country, in Germany, in Europe, and all over the world, just to give them a glimpse of a view what goes up behind the closed doors. Yes.
This is Cynthia McKinney, and you're listening to Cynthia's Midnight Oil on the Pacifica Radio Network. No Lies Radio, a Pacifica Radio Network affiliate, rebroadcasts my shows on Thursday nights at 8 p.m. Pacific Time and again on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock Pacific Time. I want to thank Alan Rees at No Lies Radio for giving me and his listeners this opportunity. The U.S. is in a state of disarray. However, as I have always said, he who has a plan in the midst of chaos will win. So the objective is to sow as much chaos as possible, and that they are doing very well. In all of the anti-Trump hysteria, which, by the way, is very much like the anti-Gaddafi and anti-Assad hysteria before the bombs began to fall. So in all of the anti-Trump hysteria, no one mentions what was so objectionable about Hillary. Her failed Libya policy that got one U.S. ambassador killed. Her literal theft of democracy from Haiti in 2010 and now again in 2016. Her destruction of democracy in Ukraine and near total destruction of Syria, her theft of the Democratic primary from Bernie, her support of known pedophiles and her own trips to Orgy Island, her threat of World War III against Russia, her neocon cabinet in waiting, John and Tony Podesta's spirit cooking, whatever that is, that no one so far has disputed. Let's just focus on what's in the emails, but the media are not doing that. If we do, it's very clear that illegal and immoral activity took place at the Clinton Foundation, the Democratic National Committee, and in the Clinton campaign. But no, you won't hear any mention of that, because the CIA and the portion of the U.S. deep state that supports the Clinton neocon camp oppose Trump big time. And I repeat, the last time the CIA was against a president, the world was given a date with destiny. And that date, November 22nd, 1963, the day that JFK was murdered. No, the Republic is still not safe.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
What do you think the intelligence community would do if they were motivated?
I don't know, but from what I am told, they are very upset with how he has treated them and talked about them.
Now, that sounds like a threat to me. Just watch who's on what side. Watch them all and keep a list of their names.
You got that thing that I've been looking for. Been running around for so long. Now I got you, I won't let you go. You got that thing that I've been looking for. And you got a heart full of gold. And that's really turning me on. You are, you are, you are, you are, you are everything that.
This is Cynthia McKinney, and you're listening to Cynthia's Midnight Oil on Pacifica Radio Network.
You are, making my life much greener. Yeah, yes. Just say.
Last week, I focused on the continuing terror in Turkey. This week, terror came home to the Fort Lauderdale Airport in Florida. The suspect is in custody, unlike most times when the suspect is just killed outright. Eyewitnesses reported that the shooter wore a blue Star Wars t-shirt. As it turns out, the shooter is a former U.S. Army soldier from the New York area. He went to the FBI and told them that he was being forced to fight for ISIS. Like the witness to the MLK murder, he was sent to the psych ward. I wonder when one of these lone shooters will not have some kind of U.S. military or FBI or CIA connection. So what does that mean? Maybe that's a good topic for a show. Also, I have repeatedly mentioned the situation in Haiti with their elections being manipulated by the Clintons, who want to protect what they've stolen down there from the Haitian people. Before I delve deeper into what's happening in the U.S. and my take on things, I just want to say that I've got a friend, David Josue, who has just returned from Haiti after campaigning for one full year for the main candidate that the Clintons opposed. Back in 2010, they said that Jude Celestin was too close to Hugo Chavez. Well, now the Chavez situation has been taken care of. So next week, we're going to hear a report on what actually went on down there and how those elections are illegitimate as what the Democrats are purporting here in the U.S., but in reality, really illegitimate down in Haiti, so that Hillary's favored candidate actually, quote unquote, won. So now the election is over. Everybody is just going to move on. And the poor Haitian people are stuck once again with Hillary's choice for president of Haiti. Now, for the U.S., what's happening in the U.S. is also a topic that deserves much deeper discussion. I think it has something to do with a switch being flipped to bring chaos and bedlam home to the U.S. and also to Europe. If the losing Hillary Clinton faction of the deep state have their way, the U.S. will become engulfed in chaos. And after reading Seymour Hersh's book entitled The Samson Option, I believe that's exactly what has been unleashed on the U.S. and the world. The book, The Samson Option, is available online for free. It's not that long, And if you have a speech function on your computer, you can have your computer read it to you. So I recommend it highly. I believe part and parcel with my theory that we're witnessing the unleashing of the Samson option on the U.S. and Europe is the theory by Dr. Peter Turchin of cliodynamics, which I have discussed until I'm blue in the face in my talks and in my public lectures. Dr. Turchin predicts that there will be even more instability in the U.S. and Europe through 2020. My belief is bolstered by my observation from long ago that two factions of the U.S. deep state are duking it out for ascendancy, right along the lines of Dr. Turchin's theory. The twist is that the faction fighting for ascendancy has also threatened the world with annihilation if it gets taken down. That's the Samson option, and that explains why one faction went along for a while succumbing to the blackmail. But the fight is taking place now, I believe, is one in which that blackmail faction is no longer willing to be blackmailed any longer, and so is now beginning the big fight back, because the risk is that it will lose everything to the blackmailing faction. It allowed this blackmailing faction to become so strong that the blackmailer feels the tipping point has been reached. The blackmailing faction feels that the tipping point has been reached, that all is within its grasp. Now, while all of this realpolitik is going on, the Congress is riled up over Israel, the media is riled up over Russia, Trump is riled up over being misrepresented by the media, and the people, that's me and you, are tense about former military men after having been trained to kill in Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Somalia, Syria, Nigeria, or wherever they happen to have been sent by the commander-in-chief, coming back to the U.S. and blowing people up at home. If you haven't been following this situation from the beginning, it will be hard to see through the smoke and mirrors and get to the prize, which is the Samson option and Dr. Turchin's theory of cliodynamics. Meanwhile, an official U.S. intelligence report was issued that listed ways in which the Russians launched an influence campaign to taint the candidacy of Hillary Clinton. It didn't mention that Hillary was a bad candidate with a reprehensible record. No. Instead, it mentioned Abby Martin's show on RT Russia Today that has been off for 2 years, breaking the set, as costing Hillary the election. It even mentioned voting machine vulnerabilities and RT's reporting them in 2012 as an example of a Russia-defined theme on the lack of democracy in the U.S. It criticizes RT for broadcasting third-party candidate debates as a criticism of U.S. democracy. But that's something that U.S. press ought to do. It's a shame that U.S. presidential candidates can get more coverage from Russia Today than on U.S. television. The report focuses on RT programming, airing local protests against fracking, U.S. Syria policy, etc. Finally, the report explains or complains that RT is trying to grow its audience in the U.S. and worldwide. What I really think those folks fear, because remember, this is the same little cabal now, is that RT and Sputnik represent a method by which Russian intelligence on 911 can get directly to the U.S. people without going through U.S. media. I therefore talked with Don DeBar, who is often seen on RT, about this National Intelligence Report that NBC News had before Donald Trump had it, and that I, after having read it, wouldn't even let my university students get away with turning in if they expected to get a good grade. Here's what Don DeBar had to say.
This report is amazing for all of the, I don't know where to begin. We'll start with Russia propaganda efforts. It's on numbered page 3.
Okay.
And it talks about Russia's state-run propaganda machine, comprised of its domestic media apparatus, outlets targeting global audiences such as RT and Sputnik, and a network of quasi-government trolls. And somebody listed me as one of those out in the blogosphere, that I'm a Russian troll or a Kremlin troll. I don't know, am I supposed to sleep under a bridge or something? I have no idea. So here are some of the offenses that the Russian government committed that constitute interference in the in the American election. We're talking now about some news agencies that are international news agencies. You know, they say that RT and Sputnik are funded by the Russian government, and so that somehow distinguishes them from CNN, Fox, MSNBC, that are funded by American multinational corporations like GE and Microsoft and all that. Somehow they're much more, you know, much more honest players. But, you know, I've been on RT dozens of times and on Sputnik a few dozen times. No one's ever told me what to say. They call me and ask me what I think about things. Now, maybe they think they know what I'm going to say, but, you know, no one in my family ever has that expectation when they say something to me. So my wife never knew what I was going to say next. She'd say so every time someone would ask. But somehow, you know, I'm a Russian troll. But so it says RT and Sputnik consistently cast President-elect Trump as the target of unfair coverage from traditional U.S. media outlets. Well, you know, anybody that watched the coverage of the presidential election, of course, came away with the same perspective. And having RT and Sputnik actually say it, if I'm trying to gain credibility, one thing I would do is tell an obvious truth that no one else is telling. And so, you know, that all they did was report facts because Trump was getting trashed by the U.S. media, of course. Russian media hailed President-elect Trump's victory as vindication of Putin's advocacy of global populist movements. I don't even know what that means, but, you know, they were talking about Trump's election in the context of Brexit, which most European analysts were doing as well, because that's how it has to be looked at. And they say, RT published an English-language video called Julian Assange Special. The WikiLeaks have the email that'll put Clinton in prison. And an exclusive interview with Assange entitled Clinton and ISIS Funded by the Same Money. I don't see what the problem is with that. RT's, you know, it's a news organization. They report news. And you know.
Unlike what we've been getting
right
from CNN, and unfortunately, I have to put Al Jazeera, one of the news organizations that's listed here as a comparison for the rise in influence on social media for RT. But Al Jazeera, CNN, and all of the U.S. media are singing the same song, even down to Fox, which seems to have a bipolar personality now, because they can't decide if they're going, you know, just on what side of the fence they're going to land. So they are a little bit truth-telling and a little bit, meme developing or following this Clinton U.S. deep state developed meme of the Russia as a enemy.
Right.
Of the U.S., but now, and also an enemy of the truth. But Donald Trump today, in his tweets, said anyone who doesn't want peace and cooperation with Russia is a fool, and I agree with him.
Well, when you have a few thousand nuclear warheads, you know, that are in place to stop you from meddling in their internal affairs, from, you know, trying to crash their government, from all of that, then if you intend to do those things, it's a problem. And so that's why they bring it up. Trump has some interesting responses, but looking at Fox, you're right. It looks like they're bipolar, because on the one hand, Trump says, forget this Russia stuff. It's all political. We got some problems to solve. Let's work on it. And Fox reports that and then says, by the way, those evil Russians, we got to do something to them. So I don't think they can have made their mind up what they're supposed to do. I think actually, looking at it more clearly, what they're doing is trying to draw in people who agree with what Trump is saying about this being a lot of political nonsense, and trying to convince them that yet Russia is the enemy and we have to, you know, do something bad to them or else. But this report, you know, just continuing to go through some of these things, you've got, let's see, their coverage of Trump will not be permitted to win, featured Assange and had 2.2 million views. That's a, you know, that's some kind of a sin that's committed by Russian media, by just reporting what everybody was saying that was looking at the media here, that, you know, that the government and the media were favoring Clinton heavily, and that, you know, they weren't, for some reason, probably, and this was my opinion, that because Trump had articulated opinions that run counter to the consensus in Washington over, let's see, you're looking at the position towards Russia, and, you know, the belligerence, he wanted to reverse that. He wanted to make either other people pay for NATO for what it costs there, or just to abandon it because its purpose, it was, you know, resolved in 1991 with the fall of the Soviet Union, and the no regime, can't leave this part out, no regime change, no nation building that was a part of his campaign, got standing ovation from the Republicans at the RNC. That, of course, is the whole neocon, you know, project, and that is not something that they wanted to see happen. And so, you know, the media in the U.S. isn't touching any of this, but just about anybody looking at it critically from outside the U.S., including RT and including people like myself that were on RT, are saying, well, they're not going to let them do it because they're too invested in these policies and there's too many people making too much money off these policies.
That's exactly right. Well, thank you so much, Don.
Good evening. I would like to report on the state of our war against the American people. We're mounting a sustained campaign to crack down on every American and every person of every faith and every nation, and to bring them to justice. All missions are being executed according to plan, without warning or provocation. Americans are being swept up in an international dragnet. Thousands of FBI agents are on the trail of other citizens here and abroad. It has everything to do with hate and evil and murder and prejudice. America's...
This is Cynthia McKinney, and you're listening to Cynthia's Midnight Oil on the Pacifica Radio Network.
All of the things that's wrong, would you stand tall and strong, or would you turn and walk away? What would you do if you knew all the things we knew? Would you stand up for truth, or would you turn away too?
Yeah, that is the question. If you knew the truth, what would you do? Would you just turn and walk away? Anyway, Trump turned his attention to the media massacre of his position on Russia, with the media focusing on the fact of Russia influencing the U.S. election and hacking the emails of the Democrats and turning them over to WikiLeaks. Julian Assange was attacked as a Russian puppet, but Assange and others have consistently stated that the emails came from leakers, not hackers. Besides, with all of the elections interfered with by the U.S., this whole episode is quite laughable. Why can't the Clintons have just lost the election because Hillary Clinton was a horrible, horrid woman candidate with a terrible track record? No. This whole episode gives solace to the Clinton camp of the deep state to put the blame on the Russians, and then the Democrats don't have to look inside themselves to understand what went wrong. The Russians did it explanation for Clinton's loss means that the Democrats don't have to focus on regime change. And this, of course, ensures the continuation of the Clinton camp deep state players. No, it wasn't them and their pitiful values. It was the Russians. Meanwhile, on his way out of office, President Obama has renewed and expanded sanctions against Russia, expelled Russian diplomats, and deployed even more U.S. and NATO troops and heavy weapons to Eastern Europe at the Russian border. Trump focused his tweets on this by writing, "Having a good relationship with Russia is a good thing. Not a bad thing. Only stupid people or fools would think that it is bad." So there you have it. Before you know it, when you're having fun, we're just plumb out of time. Okay, until next week. You've been listening to Cynthia's Midnight Oil on the Pacifica Radio Network.